Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Underappreciated athletes in Philadelphia, right? Because Claude Giroux, Ben, are you a Claude Giroux guy? I would expect as being a Flyer hater, you don't like Claude Giroux.
I don't hate the Flyers. You just make fun of me for hating the Flyers. I'm from Pittsburgh.
No, you don't. No, you don't like
Penguins fan.
No, yeah, we make fun. Yeah, you're no, but you don't like the Flyers. That's for sure.
I feel like with Giroux, here's the thing: he's a victim of being here for a bad time. Like he took him to a Stanley Cup final. He played very well in that run. It's just the team hasn't had a lot of success, but the guy goes to the All-Star game almost every year. He's been in the top three of MVP voting. I mean, he's arguably been the most influential athlete in Philly next to Joel Embiid and Carson Wentz of this decade.
Oh, my God.
Well, what are you talking about?
I wish I was back at the station right now.
You don't even believe that.
Okay, so if we're talking about athletes that have had the biggest impact in Philly sports over the past 10 years, Claude Giroux, first of all, he's been here 10 years, but Joel Embiid hasn't. Carson Wentz hasn't. Nick Foles hasn't. He's gone to over half the All-Star games in the time he's been here.
What impact has that had?
Well, it's not his fault.
Sure it is.
If he was here and they actually put players around him, he would have been an amazing all-time great player. He's their best player since Lindros.
I don't disagree but here's the thing.
Is that a good thing?
Ben, but here's the thing. What he's shown is he's not a true superstar because he can't do it alone.
Well, what do you mean? Right? It's hockey. He is a true superstar. He's been in the top three of MVP voting once or twice now. Like, he just doesn't have any players around him. Was AI a bad player because they only were good 1 year?
Like, well, yeah, but they were in the playoffs. Come on, man. They were in the playoffs every year.
Well, the Flyers were in the playoffs a lot of years, too.
Just compare Claude Giroux to Allen Iverson.
Right, but Allen Iverson, we make excuses for him because, the team around him, bad, he carried the team. How about Giroux? It's the same thing.
By the way, I am not a Giroux hater because, frankly, I don't watch enough hockey to be a lover or a hater. But I'll tell you this, when your team sucks year after year, that makes you not underappreciated. It means your team doesn't make the playoffs. You want me to underappreciate Claude Giroux? Getting your team in the playoffs. Unbelievable, Ben. You see what he's doing? He's trying to ingratiate himself to the Flyers
hockey,
fans
the
out
hockey.
There.
He's going to a hockey game. So
give us a couple of these on the line. 888-729-9494.
Carson Wentz is the most underappreciated athlete in this town right now.
I knew you were going to say
I
that.
I wanted to just make sure I got it out there.
I knew you were going to say that. Of course you do.
Okay. He's the Wentz wagon. He's the most underappreciated athlete in town right now.
Yeah, sure he is. Jimmy Butler, says somebody.
Taz said five.
If you're talking all time.
We're not going back down that road again.
We just did a McNabb topic. If you're talking all time.
Look at that picture.
That's why people don't like him, that dance. Instigator says it's Giroux and it's not even close.
Uh-oh. All right. Here they come.
Great.
Here they come.
The guy puts up numbers on a team that never does anything. And he makes all-star games. And it's like, he's great. What impact has he had on the team? In the last couple of years, another Giroux.
Another
man, Giroux. One of the best in the NHL, doesn't get any credit. Really?
Yes, Ben knows.
Now, hold on. Because, again, I'm going to plead ignorance here.
Huh?
Claude Giroux is one of the best players in the NHL. Really?
I
know.
Yes, he is.
Know.
He's finished in the top three of MVP voting. Not every year, but he's been in top three MVP voting a couple times. And the guy's a great player.
If you were to list the top ten Flyers of all time,
he's on there. He's a top ten Flyer of all time.
Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid. I never hear him mentioned with these guys.
Yeah, it's not even close. He's not a top player.
Because it's not Connor McDavid. That's like saying that Allen Iverson was bad because he wasn't Kobe. Like, it's not the same thing.
Oh, no, it's not, because there was a point in time where AI was considered to be better than Kobe because AI
was for 1 year.
It was for 1 year, but I'm saying it was short-lived. You're right, but still, he was carrying a team.
There was a time where people thought Claude Giroux was on the level of Sidney Crosby. It only lasted 1 year, but when they beat the Penguins in that series.
Only Pierre thought he was on the same level.
Yeah, no one. You see, people believe it. Yeah, fans believe it.
He actually cursed Claude Giroux when he made that statement.
Nobody else believes it.
Best
fans.
Player in the world.
Believe it. 888-729-9494. Who are the underappreciated? Brian and Broomall. Hi, Brian.
What's going on, gentlemen?
How are you?
What's up, B?
I'm doing great. Can I give you my underappreciated
Please.
Again?
Please. No, do it right now.
Out of all time, I'm going with Ryan Howard.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's certainly a good one.
Yep.
But I wanted to touch on, you guys were talking draft and free agency, and I'm such a junkie. That's what I do on my spare time is watching tape and finding ways for cap moves for how we make our team better. And a couple free agent running backs who I think we can get realistically without breaking the bank and fits the scheme is T.J. Yeldon and also Devin Coleman. Both these guys are about 25, 26. They catch the ball. They can pass block, most importantly. And they've been averaging about a little over four yards per carry.
So you want to get two number two backs?
No. Well, I would get a veteran guy for sure. But then there's a lot of running backs as well that I like that we can probably realistically get with that second pick or the fourth rounder, like a Miles Sanders, David Montgomery, Joshua Jacobs, or Rodney Anderson, Benny Snell. There's a lot of guys out there
like
that have
Benny
talent
Snell.
That will be around. Wide receivers, obviously, Peyton Aguilar, you can't bring them both back. I don't think, and I hate to say this, but I would not lose sleep if both guys weren't back. There's a couple guys that you might be able to look forward to, a restricted free agent that the Eagles have interest at the trade deadline was Robbie Anderson from the Jets, who is a burner, obviously,
and has been putting up numbers with
a bunch of, you know, average quarterbacks for the last 3 years in New York. And another guy who won't break the bank probably is Tyrell Williams from the Chargers.
He's pretty good, too.
I like Tyrell Williams.
I like that name. I don't want Rob.
Good stuff there.
Robbie Anderson's not a.
He's okay. He'd be an upgrade.
It all depends on the price tag, right?
Oh yeah, of course.
And I think teams may. I don't think Robbie Anderson is any.
He's a complimentary receiver.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, no, nobody's breaking the bank for Robbie.
But he's not a volume guy.
No,
he's not a 60 catch a year guy. Probably.
No.
I think he's
37 maybe around 50 or 60.
Man, he was bad this year.
Well, you. Okay, he's with a rookie quarterback.
Well, this is me mad because I drafted him in fantasy.
Oh, okay. Well, then you would know. Yeah, you would know.
Here's a couple good ones, right? And some of these are along the lines of all-time underappreciated.
Yeah.
Jason Wirth.
It's another good
Not
one.
Current. Great one, Jason Wirth.
Yep.
No one talks about Jason Wirth when we talk about those teams. It's
I agree.
It's the guys. But Wirth should be talked about. It should be talked about more than he is.
I agree. He was a huge part of that run.
How about this one? Aaron Nola. I know you underappreciate him, Mike.
Me?
Yeah.
How do I underappreciate him?
Because
Aaron
he was an MVP candidate last year,
it.
And you wouldn't give him the credit.
Stop it. Stop it. And I proved who was right.
Me.
Huh?
What do you mean?
What MVP did he win?
Well, he didn't. I said he should have been talked about more.
He was never going to win it. He didn't even win the Cy Young. What are you talking about? Forget about the MVP. Just be the best. I like Aaron Nola. You know, I just don't believe pitchers should win MVP.
Yeah, no, it's not about the player.
Yeah, I just don't believe pitchers should win MVP.
How about Jeff and Langhorne is a great one. Underappreciated, Jeff. Who you got?
Underappreciated is a guy everybody's trying to trade out of town already. Ben Simmons.
Ooh.
Why is everybody so hard to get rid of Ben Simmons? Guy's got all the talent. He rebounds. He passes. He scores. And everybody wants to get rid of him.
Well, I mean,
he can't shoot.
Who's everybody?
Right though. You're right though, Jeff. He is under. Did we say underappreciated? Right? Yeah. He is underappreciated for sure. I'm starting to move a little bit more in the appreciation department. I am.
I love Ben Simmons. And can I just make one point real quick before I go?
I love him yet. I like Ben Simmons.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Everybody keeps saying that they're afraid that Nick Foles will leave and join the Giants. Meanwhile, everybody wants to trade Carson Wentz to the Giants? You're not afraid of playing once, twice a year?
No, everybody does not want to trade Carson Wentz to the Giants.
I would say nobody wants to except for that one caller.
Jeff, please realize when someone calls in and says it, that's not everybody. That's one person saying it.
Well, he was not the only one who said trade Carson.
No, you're right. You're right. But haven't you heard more people talking about trading Ben than Carson? Or is that about?
No.
You'll hear some people
say. More people talking about trading Carson.
Well, yeah, just because of Foles. Right, the Foles factor put that in on the front burner.
Steve Clement in the house.
888-729-9494. Yeah.
Yeah. Scores that.
What's up, Steve? 888-729-9494. My vote would go to Jason Peters.
As underappreciated.
Absolutely.
Jason Peters.
His play last year. Yeah, people just want to throw a
isolate one year.
What do you mean? Well, you personally don't appreciate what he brought to the team in the field last year, and he could do it again next year. 888-729.
Jason Peters is underappreciated.
You're damn right he is.
By whom?
Everybody that doesn't want to bring him back. Because they say...
Because he's 40, we underappreciate him.
Oh, now he's he just...
In year 16, we underappreciate him.
In the last 24 hours, Jason Peters has grown 3.5 years. Now he's 40.
He has his age, man. Yeah, he really has.
Mark Cerise, 888-729-9494.
That's how this thing works, man. It's fast like that.
Dog years, half a dog
that's
year.
That's right.
Mark Cerise, we're live at Chickies in South Philly. Coming up next is Elliot Sewer Parks, our Eagles reporter for 94 WIP.
He's underappreciated.
He has the answers. He is. Ben Livingston underappreciated?
Yeah, he definitely is underappreciated.
Okay.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.